Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I hope that doesn't mean you're having second thoughts. But I'm actually asked for the floor in a true spirit of interactiveness because I wish to react to the Indian observations just made, which I think were very useful. Ambassador Varma is quite right. Relevance ultimately is a policy judgment. I would say policy rather than political, but the two words have one root, and there's a reason for that. When we think of relevance, as posited by Article 12, we tend to, in the U.S., look at it from a couple standpoints. The first is, does a development raise issues relevant to the scope of the convention? Is it covered? Is it not covered if this development were misused? So that's one set of questions. And indeed, in the early review conferences, there are a number of interpretive statements that clarified that, for example, anti-animal, anti-plant agents were covered, that synthetic analogs of toxins were covered. So there's been a need to address some of those scope questions. There are also the potential that developments may not challenge the scope, but affect how we go about implementing our obligations. They may affect our ability to detect activity, our ability to deal with threats. They may suggest ways around existing controls or measures. So there are a number of specific things that can be considered. And I think that that's a very useful framing device as well. When it comes to the role of scientific advice, I think from our perspective, the key is to ensure that the policy process doesn't predetermine the scientific input. If the policy process identifies questions that should be addressed, by all means, we should do that. But we would like to make sure that the science on the issues and the technical implications of an issue are clearly set out, free from the political layer. But we fully agree with Ambassador Varma that the policy determinations should be made by the state's parties, and that is a state-led enterprise. Thank you.